It's a Wednesday, so we've got to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Interesting technology today. We're talking dash cams for motorbikes, which begs the question, where's their dash?
That's a really good question. I almost need to rebrand them, I think, if we're going to stick them on motorbikes. But, you know, I think the biggest thing I noticed was this is the first time I've seen a dash cam, if we still call it that, for motorbikes. And I've seen them in cars. I've tested plenty before, but this is the first that I've ever seen, which was exciting.
Not being a motorbike rider, where would they ordinarily put a camera if they wanted one?
So a lot of riders I've seen tend to put GoPros or action cameras onto their helmets, and that can be a really good way of seeing whatever the rider is seeing as they're going.
Yep.
What I have learned, however, is that it's actually illegal to have action cameras strapped to your helmet in New South Wales.
Oh.
In some other states, it actually is permitted, but for safety reasons, that effectively if you were to fall off the bike, having that camera attached to the helmet could be a problem for the helmet's integrity if you were to have an accident. So this dash cam, it makes even more sense after hearing that.
So where do you locate this particular camera on the motorbike, and what's it looking for or at?
Yeah, absolutely. So in this case, you've got a very small camera that can be hardwired into the front of the bike. So you put one maybe near the front headlight. And it also has a rear camera that, in our case, we actually attach it to the rear number plate at the back. But there's a central unit that we integrated into the bike. So effectively, when you start the bike, just ordinarily, it already turns on the dash cam, already starts the recording. And that way, it's capturing front and rear footage from the moment you start riding until you turn the bike off as well.
Does it have to record permanently, or can it just record incidents?
So there is ways of actually telling it to automatically save particular incidents, or maybe you've been riding and you've seen something on the handlebars. There's a button that you can put there that actually helps save or tag videos, but otherwise it continues to record and overwrites itself automatically as well. So it's one of those sort of set and forget things. Once you install it, you don't need to do anything unless something happens. You need to retrieve the footage.
So it saves it to a little drive that you can just take out when you need?
Yeah, you can. So it's got a micro SD card inside the central box. However, it's also got Wi-Fi on board. So with a smartphone app, you basically can transfer the footage straight to your phone without even taking the card out of the bike. So you could be pulled over somewhere and you can quickly retrieve that footage. And look, in a lot of cases, that might be when you need to do it.
Yeah.
And show it to a police officer or somebody who you've had an incident with. An easy way to show your version of the story.
Yeah, officer, I was only doing 80, not 180. You can see how slowly the cars were going past me. So how is the vision for these?
So you can get something like this. It's called the Navman MyView M760D. It's a lot of letters, a lot of numbers.
Mm.
But we're talking about $599, which is not cheap. However, it is comparable to a GoPro or something like that. The footage on the cameras were quite good, and particularly at night time, I was able to still distinguish number plates and things like that, which is probably what you're really looking for. And I think that when you do have something like this permanently installed, it could be that that perfect insurance policy in a lot of situations.
So the recording, is it like, because it's front and back, is it two separate screens or is it like a split screen?
It actually records two separate streams, but when you retrieve the footage, you can choose to actually view both of the footage as one stream, as a side-by-side video, or you can choose how you chop that up. But effectively, you can get a full version of the front, a full version of the back, in separate video files if you wanted to.
There you go. That's the answer for all the motorbike riders. You can get the evidence there of that Toyota that constantly pulls in front of you without even looking when you're on the freeway or driving anywhere around the Hunter Valley. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for taking it for a test ride.
Thanks for having me.